Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show. It's Money Grows on Trees podcast, and I'm Lloyd Ross, and I'm super excited about this episode. This is all about, have you got a money plan? Okay, have you got a money plan? It was a mentor that once said to me, once I get money, I'll put a plan in place. And they said to me, actually, once you put a plan in place, then you'll get money. And so true. How true is that? I think too many people are waiting for that 50 grand, that 100 grand, that inheritance, whatever, money to fall out of the sky, the lotto win. I think they're waiting to get money before they make a plan. And that is completely the other way, the wrong way around. Once you put a plan in place, then the money will come. Because if money doesn't have a home and you don't have a plan for it, it will not flow to you. As soon as you have an idea of where it's going to go, it'll flow. Okay, so know where it's going to go and it'll flow. That's the secret of money. Okay, so this is all about a money plan. So to start out with, when you're putting a money plan together, I mean, obviously it starts with a goal, but, and people have those, but I don't know whether they know how to construct a really, you know, common sense money plan. And a lot of people I talk to, they'll say, Lloyd, oh God, I'm really happy to talk to you today. I'm really excited. I want to earn passive income. I'm like, okay. Firstly, I don't know if many people actually know what that is. And I think a lot of people are a little bit, they really don't know what that is or anything. And their current situation just does not allow that to happen. So the first step with when that happens is to put a plan in place to achieve passive income, okay? Now, passive income is money that comes to you without effort over and over again and allows you obviously to stop working in a traditional job, which is amazing. I think everyone's goal should be to have passive income. It's great. It gives you freedom, all right? And that's what we all want at the end of the day, financial freedom. So whenever someone asks me that, I usually unpack it with a couple of questions like, okay, do you have a job? Seems to be silly, but a lot of people don't have a job, all right? So they're very hard to actually make money when you don't have a job. When you're not having some sort of active income, all right? And so I ask them if they have a job. Do you have credit card debt? They generally do. Do you have any other debt? Yes, they usually do. Usually personal loans, things they don't need. They usually, you know, don't have the best money behaviors. There's all these things happening, right? Car loan, yada, yada, yada. So the first step to actually getting ahead financially, to be in a, just be in a position to invest in assets or start a side hustle to generate more money, either residual income or to buy assets that give you passive income. Just to be in a position to do that, you ought to have a money plan, okay, to get you in a position to even do that. But of course, your money plan can include, how am I going to actually get passive income, all right? So here's what a money plan would typically look like for a regular person who's kind of, you know, not in the best financial shape, okay? So the first step is to have a goal, and it's like, I want to have enough income to be able to leave my job. So for that to happen, you need to have around about $1 million invested without debt into either a property or shares, okay? So if you have $1 million property or two properties worth $1 million with no debt, you're going to get passive income of about 50 grand a year in rent, and over the other side with shares, you have $1 million share portfolio that produces dividends. It's going to produce to you roughly about $50,000 a year in dividend income. That is passive income. $1 million debt-free in an asset that produces cash will give you 50 grand a year in passive income. And 50 grand a year for some people will allow them to leave their job. Will they have a very good lifestyle? Probably not, unless they lived in Bali. You'd want to have 100,000 passive income, I think, to have a reasonably good lifestyle without working. And for that to happen, you need $2 million worth of real estate and $2 million worth of shares. I've done an episode on this, okay? So go back to the episodes and check it out. I did an episode on that to talk about that. So that if that's the goal, I don't want to work anymore, then you have to understand that that's what needs to happen. You need to be a millionaire, right? Can you leave your job if you start a side hustle or a business? Yes, absolutely, because you can build up. See, there are two ways to get assets. You either buy them, okay? And if you don't have any money, that's very hard. So if you don't have the, you know, half a million or $1 million to buy the asset, then that's obviously going to be challenging. So there's two ways to get assets. You buy them or you build them. You buy them or you build them. So if you're going to build an asset, you build a side business or a side hustle, you do that while you're at your job. You build it to the point where it can pay you $1,000 a week in profit or $2,000 a week in profit. And of course, then you can transition out of your job into that full time. And you're still working, by the way. So it's not, you know, you still have to do stuff with it. You can't just stop and expect that business to run. Some are better than others at doing that. But that's a way where you can get out of your job within a few years, okay? Which is great. But passive income, where you literally do nothing and make money, the only way to get those types of income streams, generally speaking, is to buy assets that will just produce over and over and over again, okay? So when you're putting your money plan together, if that's the goal, you have to be realistic about it. You can't be delusional, like, oh, I just want passive income. You have to understand what that actually looks like, okay? So that's the most important thing. So when it comes to your figuring out the steps towards achieving your goal, here's what happens. The first step is writing it down, okay? Step-by-step process. So goal by this date would be great, okay? So have a reasonable goal on it too, okay? And here's what happens next. The first step after that is, do you have any credit card debt? If the answer is yes, the first step is to pay it off. Because no amount of hustle and, you know, investing will outperform a credit card debt repayment, okay? So pay your credit cards off first, starting with the smallest one, all right? Dave Ramsey's really good at this too. He's got a book out called this Total Money Makeover. You can grab it. And he talks about the debt snowball, right? To pay off debt. But it's really simple. You pay your credit cards off first. Then you pay your personal loan off. You sell things to pay it off faster. If you've got anything in your house, right, motorbikes or, you know, furniture, whatever things you're not using, a second car you don't really use that much, whatever it is, sell it. Pay off your debts. That's the first step. Pay off your credit card debt, your personal loans, and then move to, you know, ultimately pay off your car debt, although if it's a small car debt and you need the car and using it, it's not too bad, okay? That's the first step. The second step, so that's the third. So the first step is to write your goal. Second step is to pay off debts. Third step is create an emergency fund. Now, an emergency fund is perhaps, say, between $3,000 and $6,000, okay, let's say. It might be like, you know, to be able to live for 90 days, okay, 3 months between jobs, or, you know, sometimes you need to, like, pay a bond to a place you're leaving, you know, before you get your other bond back, or, you know, you get a speeding ticket, or, you know, have a health problem. You need to have some emergency funds right there, okay? So you don't rely on credit card debt to go and fund your emergencies. So the third step is to save enough money, put into a separate account, and have $3,000 to $6,000 there, as an example, as an emergency fund. Okay, I know that it's painful and slow to pay off credit card debt and other personal loans. I get it. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some hustle to sell some stuff to do it faster. It's going to take patience to pay it off. And of course, it's going to take patience to put your emergency fund together. I get it. And you're going to have all these impulses to go buy things and see stuff and buy. But you've just got to discipline yourself not to do it while you're building your emergency fund. Okay? And that's why writing it down is important. And every time you make $1,000 in your emergency fund, celebrate. You're like, okay, I got another $1,000. Next one, next one, next one. So you save your emergency fund, okay? Saving ain't sexy, but it's the only way to riches, okay? Once you've got your emergency fund, tick that box, you've done that. The next step is to start investing. So if you don't have plans to buy a house and get a deposit together, then perhaps you could look at micro investing, okay, into one of the micro investing apps. There are apps out there you can micro invest into, okay? There's Spaceship and Raise and whatnot. You start micro investing small amounts of money and you build that up, okay? It's about creating the habit of moving your savings, not your emergency fund. You don't touch that. That's for emergencies only. And by the way, if you use your emergency fund, always top it back up before you start investing again. Okay, so your emergency fund sits there. Your other savings go into your investments. Micro invest first, perhaps into an index fund, something that's simple to understand, low risk and regular returns, and start moving your money into that index fund, okay? That's the next step. That's the fourth step to invest. And as you're building that up, you'll see that your money tree is growing. Okay, that's how you grow a money tree. Does it take time? Yes. It's just like watching a tree grow. If you plant a tree and sit there and watch it, it's going to take forever. So you've got to just set this on set and forget. So put an automated standing order to move your money into your investment, okay, your micro investing, okay, your index, and then keep doing that, okay, over and over, and your tree will grow. And that will put you on the path where you say to yourself, okay, well, the great news is I've paid off my debt, so I'm not someone else's money tree, thankfully. Now I've got an emergency fund for emergency, so I don't have to worry about, I can sleep at night knowing, look, if something pops up, I can pay it without having to worry about credit cards. Okay, so that's going to be great. And then you're looking at your investment journey, you're like, wow, okay, I'm actually putting money away. I'm seeing my money tree grow. Okay, I know how to invest. I've got this. I'm moving forward, okay? And the final step, step five, is to then look at ways to find more money or make more money. So you got your job. Can I add on a second income stream now? Okay. Can I add on a second income stream? Can I do that? And you look for ways to do that. Look for one way, not multiple ways. Like, look around and find the most, you know, the most compelling of the ways and stick with that one way. No one ever got rich by doing seven side hustles at once. Let me tell you, that did not happen. It will not happen. That is, you know, it's not going to happen. So don't do that. But go for a side hustle, some way to make extra money. I mean, if you go to Poor Shake, you can dog sit in your house and people pay you to do that. You can get students in and billet students in your house. People will pay you to do that. You can lease a room in your house out on Airbnb. People will pay you for that. You can start an online side hustle in some sort of, you know, direct selling or network marketing or affiliate marketing. You can do that. You can even take a second job as an Uber driver, whatever it is, but look for ways to make extra money, because that's how you amplify your investments. You got to find more money. You want to pay your mortgage off faster? Find more money. You want to get your investments and your money tree growing faster? Find more money. That's got to be in the money plan, okay? And once you've stepped that out and you've got your money plan, try as best you can to put dates on it. So you're working towards achieving that goal by that date. And once it's written down and you see it every day, maybe stick it on the back of your door. When you walk out the front door every day, you'll see it. Or put it on your bathroom mirror so you're seeing, okay, these are my goals. This is what I'm focused on. And what you focus on is tends to be where you put your energy, and that's where you get your results, okay? So write your money plan down, sequence it out with steps and dates. And if you have a spouse, right, you've got to do it together. Because if you're not on the same page and you're trying to, you know, go left and they're going right, sure as anything, you're going to have an argument, and that's not going to be good for anything. And you have to be on the same page, because when you're moving in lockstep together and you understand what your ultimate goal is, you will be able to be far more powerful with it, especially when it comes to developing extra income streams. And if you've got dual incomes, it's extremely powerful. So you've got to be on the same page. So it's worthwhile scheduling an appointment together, sitting down and saying, let's get our finances going here. Let's get a goal. Let's move towards it with vigor. Let's get these steps out and celebrate along the way. Every time you pay off debt, celebrate. Every time you achieve something, celebrate. We've got a bell in our house, okay? My older sister bought it for me from Bunnings years ago, and we have a bell. And whenever we achieve something financially or in our business or whatever it is, we ring the bell, okay? You make a sale, you ring the bell, whatever it is, okay? And we've had some tremendous wins in our life, in our business and finances. And it's so funny, because then anytime something happens, we're like, ring the bell, ring the bell, ring the bell. So one of us gets out, runs out, rings the bell, right? And so I think having a bell in your house is extremely fun. And I think, yeah, you got to make it fun, right? Make your money plan fun, celebrate the milestones along the way, but you definitely got to have one. So before you go out saying, I want to get passive income and leave my job, okay, ask yourself, am I being delusional about that? Am I just saying that? Does it just sound like something that's great because I hate working, you know, 60 hours a week? Or do I actually have a plan to achieve that? Because if you have a plan, an escape plan from your job, it'll happen. But if you don't have one, you can't escape from prison if you don't have an escape plan, for goodness sake, right? You're just going to stay behind bars. So it's more important that you have a plan then you have money. Because once you have a plan, you'll get more money. I assure you, you watch it happen. But if you're waiting for more money that before you put a plan in place, I've got to tell you, it ain't going to happen. Too many people look for money and they don't look to a plan and to skills and effort and time. They just don't. But that's where it is, okay? Things that which you desire will always be found in the place you least want to look. And that's usually inside yourself. Be honest with yourself. Are you really got a plan in place or you faffing about? You really want to get out of jail? Are you serious about that? You're just saying that, right? If you do, you need a plan. So I hope that's been helpful for you in terms of putting a real financial or a real money plan, or I like to call it, in place. You know, go out and do it. And that's gonna help you drastically. This could change your life, this episode. Because once you're empowered with your money, every part of your life improves. You can spend more time and effort on your health. You can spend more time, your relationships improve, your worry goes down. You can help other people and contribute. You can give it away. Money buys happiness when you know what to do with it. Most people don't, it doesn't buy happiness because it's destroying them because they've let it, because they're consuming more than they produce. Anyway, that's the end of the episode, so I hope that's been helpful. If you've enjoyed that, please leave us a review. I'd love it if you could leave me a 5-star review. That'd be amazing. It helps us on our goal and our journey to being the number one podcast on money in the world, which is a huge goal. And of course, I'd love to know what you think about it. So leave us a review and subscribe. And if you want to, give us a shout out on Instagram. Tag me at Lloyd James Ross. I'll give you back a share. We can have a chat. Shoot me any episode ideas you want me to come on to and talk to you about, and I'm happy to do that. But thanks so much again for listening to Money, Girls, and Trees podcast, and I look forward to talking with you again very soon.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.